Scavenge Audio. What'd you get drunk on?
Love.
Oh.
You're right.
Love of drinking alcohol.
Hello, you are listening to this particular moment in time of the half hour happy hour.
Ladies' night.
I'm Maud Garrett.
I'm Alison Hayslip, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to sip some booze and spit some news, and we're going to do it with Tom Helping Hands Krajewski.
Too many nicknames.
Krajewski. I know. I keep like mashing them all up. Which one do you like?
Too many nicknames or whatever. I don't care. You call me.
Oh, you like Tom?
Want,
too many nicknames. Krajewski.
Because like, there are a lot.
Yeah, that's
hi.
True.
How
that's
are
true.
You guys?
Hi.
Hi. Good. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How's your arm? Are you still having the...
I know. It's still bandaged up. So the ones on the actual back of my hand have healed enough that
but
I don't have to keep them.
Red still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to like scar a little. And then the ones on like the back of my wrist and on the inside of my wrist are still kind of like scabbed. So I just don't want them to like rip off. So
It's not a great placement for a bandage.
No.
Though,
that's what I was going to say. So I've been keeping Aquaphor on them and then wrapping gauze around the whole, just so everyone knows, it's like the whole... bottom half of my left forearm, so it's right up against my palm. But I've realized, like walking around, it kind of looks like I may have attempted suicide.
Oh,
I'm like, yes. This is just a terrible place to have your entire arm wrapped
it
up.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
Well, that makes absolute
sense.
Yeah,
I know. I know.
The evidence checks out.
I know. Like literally every workout class that I've gone to over the past 2 weeks, like when the teachers are like, they're like, do we have any injuries? I'm like, this is a burn. I'm like, this is nothing else but a burn, and it's just in a weird place that a Band-Aid won't stay on.
You see so many funky things around LA as well. I remember like the amount of people driving that had nose job bandages.
Oh, yes.
All the time. Like, all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
You see
just
it.
Like, oh, yeah, cool. Do your thing.
But it's healing. I mean, it's been like almost three freaking... Actually, I think it's been 3 weeks.
It looked gruesome when you showed me the pictures.
I
it really
know.
Was like leper-y.
I just sort of forget how long it takes to heal.
Did I tell you the time I burnt my foot?
No. How'd you burn your foot? Why were you cooking with your feet, girl?
Well, I'm a dog. Which is what Sebulba is in...
Wait,
no.
What? Oh.
They do everything with their feet. No, bad joke. That's Star Wars, and that's like six layers deep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was... This is actually the end of my very first spot on television. So in 2005, entered a competition called Fresh Meat with a network called Channel V.
Fresh Meat or Mate?
Meat.
Fresh Meat.
Okay. M-E-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Fresh Meat, which is to get a new presenter... host on Channel V, which is a music station.
I see.
Kind of like
get
MTV.
Some fresh meat on here.
Fresh
I see.
Meat.
It's like MTV, but they actually play music.
What?
I know. So I entered that, and I was one of four that were selected around Australia to come to Sydney to compete and all of that. I actually ended up getting really, really sick. They worked us every single day. I have a really low, I had a really compromised and low immune system. Oh. I was the sickest I've ever been in my life. And they were like, we don't think Maud can handle this.
Oh.
And I was like, you have never been more right. But so I got kicked out second.
Okay.
And it was my
out
last
of the four.
Night. Yes.
Okay, got it.
So it was like my last night in this apartment. It was super poignant for me. And I decided to make cup of noodles.
Oh, yeah. Like a little ramen-y thing.
That's
I don't know where this is going.
So the boiling water goes in said cup.
Yep.
I want to sit on the couch with my legs crossed.
No.
So as I'm adjusting the cushion behind me,
yes,
I pour the contents onto my foot.
Oh.
And
the contents.
I freaked out so hard. I was shrieking and screaming. Everyone's like, what's going on? And I'm looking down at my foot and I just see it starting to blister.
Oh.
Already?
Yes.
Oh,
man. So, they had to take me to the emergency straight away. And I spent basically a few hours in hospital. But it was that thing where they didn't deem it like an emergency compared to other people.
Yeah, so you're just sitting there with a
bubbling
blistered foot.
Your,
you probably could have treated... Because what did they do? Did they do anything fancy or did they just like put on Neosporin and bandage it up properly?
Pretty. Much.
Yeah, that's what, like when I burned myself, I was like, is this bad enough that I should go this checked out? And I'm like, what are they going to do? And I was so I just,
it was
you know,
like a different kind of gauze.
Yeah.
But
a different kind of
gauze. Yeah, that's like not the one you get in a standard kit.
I mean, I legitimately have used up, without exaggeration, every single Band-Aid that has existed in my house ever. You know how you just sort of like Band-Aid, you have like a
birthday's coming up. Oh, good to know.
I get new Band-Aids.
Oh, good.
They're going to be from both of us, by the way.
Okay,
can't afford anything from right now.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you, I know this comes out on Monday, so this is now a few days ago. I got brunch with one of my longest friends, and it was technically for her birthday, which was months ago. It was a very belated birthday brunch. I just hadn't had a chance to see her. And I got to the restaurant a little early, and I was like, ooh, there's a flower shop around the corner. I'm going to go like get her a nice little flower.
Hold on. Wasn't it you telling me that people in America don't really buy bunches of flowers for people?
What? No, they do.
No,
I used to do it.
Because I remember last year I got you a bunch of flowers, and someone was like, that's really weird.
Oh, really?
What? I was like,
no, that's
no.
You buy
I think
flowers.
It might be more traditionally like, you know, a man buying them for a woman in a romantic relationship. So maybe they thought it was weird that a fellow woman, but no.
Who doesn't like flowers?
I love flowers.
Yeah.
In fact,
for Tom's birthday, Whoa,
April
they're
going to
be from both of us.
Damn it, guys.
So I like pop around the corner to this flower shop. But the moment I walk in, I'm like, oh, this is a fancy flower shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like one of those like,
I will take a quarter of a flower.
Yeah,
please.
I was like, and the woman, she's like, what can I help you with? And I'm like, can you just do like a really simple little like bouquet of flower? I'm just meeting a friend for lunch. I just want to give her something a little cute. Like I don't need anything. Like trying to be like, don't sell me $50 worth of flowers.
She's like, there's a Trader Joe's around the corner.
Yeah, I know.
Just get the flowers there.
And she's like, and then she literally goes, well, what's your budget? And in my head, I'm like, I have no concept of what an appropriate budget is for these kinds of flowers. And I went, I mean, I just need something small. I was like, even like a pretty sunflower, like a sunflower.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, maybe
how expensive
sunflower
can that be?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Probably $20.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe it's like $20. And so she like, not only does she get the sunflower, she gets pretty little like, you know, the accessory stuff,
yes,
the foliage that goes around it. She wraps it in this beautiful like burlap thing with like a yellow ribbon around. And I'm watching her do this, and I'm like, okay. And then they ring me up, $4.60. I was like, well, shit, I would have gotten more sunflower. I just realized I had absolutely no concept of how much flowers.
Yeah,
$4.60.
Yeah, I was like, and it looked gorgeous, and this whole burlap, I was like, this burlap probably cost $4.
Yeah. You know what? She probably has this every single time someone comes into the store, and she's just like, just let me use my craft.
Yeah.
I can make beautiful things.
I know. Huh. It seemed like the type of florist who probably gets hired to do weddings or like events or something like that. Yeah. Did you just fold up Maude a note?
No, I just folded up one of those old school. It looks like it's the paper footballs.
How did you do it?
Oh, you did. Oh, you just chucked it at Maude.
Sorry, I didn't mean to totally take it.
I was like, are you passing notes to Maude that
right
I can't
in front of you?
See?
Guys, I've got to just tell you something. Yeah. I had a smoothie this morning.
Ooh.
Not my usual cereal. Okay. Because I wanted protein powders and all that because I worked out this morning.
Yeah.
And
you look like
I haven't, I haven't had a smoothie in a while. And I swear I just used the same ingredients. But can I just tell you, the burps that are coming up taste like a buffalo's asshole.
I'm glad we can't smell them. Because
oh, God.
Been,
yeah.
What is that, I think? I'm just trying to pick apart. So, ready?
That's a description, girl.
Strawberry.
Okay.
Delightful. Frozen strawberries.
Delightful.
One banana.
Delightful.
A couple of cups of spinach. Frozen. Frozen spinach.
Okay. Strawberries and spinach might seem a little weird to me.
A chai vanilla protein powder.
Okay.
A little bit of collagen powder.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little bit of gut health powder.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. What's happening?
To me, it's the strawberry spinach mashup.
That might be too much.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds very healthy, but maybe it's like when too much of a good thing.
Yeah, and also like the chai vanilla spinach mashup. There's something about the spinach. I understand why the spinach.
Usually,
I can't say the word anymore.
Usually you can't taste it at all.
Yeah.
Usually like it's so subtle and there's no real much not to taste.
Spinach.
Struggled with that one, didn't I? Not real much.
Have we talked about, I think we did, maybe this was before Maude, but we talked about how, you know how Popeye eats spinach to stay strong. Did we talk about how that actually. I know you are Popeye. But we talked about how it's actually a fallacy that spinach doesn't do that.
What?
Doesn't do what?
It's plentiful of iron, is it not?
It's got a lot of we're under the impression we're under the impression that spinach has a ton of iron in it.
Oh,
and
it does?
And that's what makes you strong.
Calcium, which
and that's why the creator of Popeye had Popeye just like chugging cans of spinach.
Oh my God, you are. Can I be olive?
Yeah. Oh my God, because you're taller than I am.
Oh, Popeye.
That's a great Halloween. That's a great Halloween costume for the two of you.
I've done it for Halloween before at Nickelodeon when I used to work there. Yeah.
And you guys, I'll be Bluto.
Awesome. Yeah. You have to grow your beard out.
That's fine.
Oh, the big pirate dude.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Or don't they have a dog?
Yeah, a Jeep. And then there's the baby.
The
Sweet
baby.
Pea.
I'll be the baby.
Oh my gosh.
I'll
yeah.
be Sweet Pea.
That's the baby's name?
Yeah, yeah. Sweet Pea. Let's carry her around.
Like,
over
when
our
did
shoulder.
Popeye air? When was that?
Yeah, I think like the 1920s at first. Like the actual comic strip started coming out.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan of the Popeye movie with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah. Anyway, apparently spinach doesn't have a ton of iron in it. It's all a fallacy. So Popeye's a lie.
So what's in there then? What's
well, it's
good
still got good
though.
Stuff. It just doesn't have as much iron as was expected.
A clip came out recently since I scour the internet for hours every day.
Yeah.
And it was like a Family Feud kind of thing. And to be fair, they were like, this is so
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Everyone's like, this is so embarrassing. When I watched it, I was like, no shit, that makes total sense.
It does.
It was like, what food, what was it that does
Popeye love? But it's Family Feud, so you have to buzz in the fastest, you know?
So this chick, boom, straight away.
She's
like, chicken? Yep. And everyone's like, and I was like, dude, she nailed it.
She totally nailed
Popeye.
It.
Popeye. I will say, it's because
chicken.
Yes. And my brain, as soon as you said Popeye, I was like, chicken. And then I was like, does Popeye eat? And I went, oh, that's spinach. There was something about what food does Popeye.
But that was a real conundrum. But everyone like being like, oh my God, this was the single-handed most embarrassing thing to happen. I was like, I'm on Team Blonde. Yeah, like, I would have done that and it would have been me.
Also, there's way more embarrassing things we've seen on the internet of people.
That always
goes like the first thing, like bink. You're like, oh. The gutter. My mind's in the gutter. Yeah. The gutter. Yeah. Vibrator. You know, and they're like, oh, that's uncomfortable.
Popeye does not eat vibrators, no.
Oh, man. That would be a whole new...
She said vibrator.
I know. No, I'm just thinking of the Australian dildo, and I'm like...
Oh, people have been checking it out. Yeah. Someone said, do not check out that link at work.
Oh, yeah.
Stamp that with an NF...
I forget that...
NSFW.
Yeah, that... I mean, wherever we work, everything's safe.
Yeah.
Like, I forget that other places work at
other people like, work at like offices,
important establishments,
like cubicles and
yeah,
stuff.
Respectful establishments. Respectful. That's the word I'm looking for.
We're like just sitting around making jokes all day. And
I
love memes. I love them, guys.
I do. I know. I've gotten in a habit, and I'm like literally trying to break myself out of this. But like, I'll get into bed. I'll like do my New York Times crossword puzzle. Snuggle up, and then I pick up my phone and I start looking at memes. And I like weirdly can't let myself put my phone down until I get a killer meme.
Really?
Like something that literally makes me laugh out loud. I just go to, you know, on Instagram in the search section.
Dogs.
Really?
Dogs. Oh my God. Show me the cutest dog moments until I realize if I scroll 5 times in a row and I've seen all of them before, it's like, okay, now it's time to check out.
Yeah, exactly.
But oh my God, I can do that.
But I've spent like 30 minutes just looking at memes and I'm like, Allison, you could have fallen asleep 30 minutes ago.
It's your nighttime reading, basically.
Yeah,
I
hate that.
It tires your eyes out.
Like meme bingo kind of thing.
Meme bingo. Have you guys been seeing this Dolly Parton challenge that's going around?
No, what is it?
Geekbomb did it straight away.
Oh, you did?
My team at Geekbomb did it and they're like, what do you think? And I was like, you guys make me look so good.
Crushed it. It's Dolly Parton started this, I guess. Okay. I'm assuming that's why it's called the Dolly Parton Challenge.
Dolly.
But it's you know, a quad of photos, and the upper left is your LinkedIn picture.
Okay.
And then the upper right is your Facebook, and then the lower left is your Instagram, and the lower right is Tinder.
Oh.
And so it doesn't have to be your actual photos that you use, but it's saying put the photos
that
amplify what you would. It's kind of funny.
That's interesting.
I thought about doing it, but I was like, I have never been on LinkedIn or Tinder, so I don't
know. No, and I had to do a disclosure because the Geekbomb started pushing this one out where it was like, you know, Tinder photo, and it was the photo shoot that I did that I was like, ooh la la.
Ooh, la, la.
But everyone's like, oh, you're on Tinder. I was like, guys, I'm not on Tinder.
No, oh, sorry. I was
like, are you on Bumble? And I was like, I'm not, but someone is now.
Oh.
Someone might be.
A little bee.
Why is
it called Bumble?
I went on Bumble for 3 days, like a few years ago.
Oh, I lasted two.
I wanted to murder myself.
I lasted two.
Do
you know what I noticed
about it? It was so uncomfortable.
Looks like it would be stressful.
I hated it.
Do you know what I noticed about it?
What?
Within that, because I lasted 48 hours, possibly 50 tops.
Yeah.
In that window, a bunch of my guy friends hit me up on Instagram DM to let me know that they saw me on there.
Yeah.
And that was almost like an instant invitation to just see maybe if we should start dating.
Oh.
And I was like,
That's not how it works.
No.
Wow.
I already know you.
Just because
I have already decided to not date you.
Because if I wanted to
otherwise
date you,
we'd be there.
We would be dating.
Right, yeah.
Oh, repeat offenders.
No, I would get, people told me like this is very natural for like app-based dating, but I was like, oh, no. I can't do this. First off, Bumble, for those who don't know, is the one where the woman has to message the man. Like once you match,
yeah,
the woman has to message the man first. So I put all this time and effort trying to come up with something clever and witty to be like, this is who I am in one little tiny message. Ba-ba-ba, you already swiped on me, so here you go. The amount of dudes who don't even respond back because they have to respond within 24 hours, yeah, or the match dies, yeah, or whatever. The amount of dudes who don't write back, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
But I mean,
I know you took the time to swipe on me.
My attitude towards it is that I'll go on it like, oh, maybe it's a real sad Friday night and the ice creams come out. And I'm like, all right, I'll give it 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And a few matches happen or whatever, I reach out and then I throw my phone away for a week. Yeah. And I don't go back on that app. No. And then they're probably like, hello, you're my future wife.
Just your future
and I have no
boy.
Idea. I have no idea.
Dating.
Yeah, no, I got off that real quick.
Someone
like,
all happy
what?
Now, anyways. So,
I know.
Yeah, it must be nothing.
Oh, good for
you guys. Yeah. You just have to go back to high school. Okay.
Yeah, right. I went to a private old girls' school.
Oh, shit. Well,
how about I go back to your school?
You just got to change teams and go back to high school.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Should we take a little break?
I have to pee so bad.
All right.
We'll take a break and you can go pee.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Maud has emptied her bladder.
Yay.
We are back.
Yay.
How do you feel, Maud? Do you feel relieved?
Do you feel relieved?
That's literally, you relieve yourself.
Yes.
So yes,
yes,
I feel
you do.
Relieved.
Good. Okay. Since you're so relieved, why don't you kick off the second half with a little, we haven't done reviews in a while.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Let's get to some reviews.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
When, okay, you know what?
What?
19th of December.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just, oh,
just before Drunksmiths.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's right.
I hope their opinion didn't change after Drunksmiths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super popular at P.
Dot.
I don't know what. You
podcasting?
Can't click the
podcasting.
Click the rest of
it's
it.
Probably
but,
podcasting.
But 5 stars.
Great. From who?
Gypsy JME.
Ooh. Yeah,
there is a first review and an update.
Ooh.
First review. I look forward to every Monday morning listening to Allison, Alex, and Tom while I have coffee and breakfast.
Oh.
It makes heading off to work a little easier. In hindsight, I maybe should listen after work with a beer or a glass of wine.
Ooh.
Either way, it's my favorite podcast and it keeps me laughing.
So that sounds like an old review. So we're getting to the update part.
Update. Thought I'd add that I'm still enjoying the podcast. Maud is really cool, and it seems like Tom adds even more to the conversation.
Ooh.
Yeah!
I do miss Alex, but the show is just as great.
Yes.
Sweating.
Oh.
I was like, thank God.
All righty, we got another one. 4 stars.
Great.
4 stars. Ah, yeah, that makes sense. And that's Klein AJ.
Klein AJ.
Yep. A weekly staple.
A weekly staple.
Ooh.
Every Monday morning before I back out of the driveway, I pull up the latest episode of HHHH.
Great.
It is the perfect way to start the week. And I'm so glad that Maud is part of the show now.
Yeah.
Yay! Quite frankly, she's the bad part.
She's
I'm reading this for the first time.
Okay.
I'm not reading this because there's yep.
What did it say?
Quite frankly, she's the best part of the show since
yeah!
At the end of 2018.
That's fine, let's give it to her.
And she's a welcomed addition. The only reason why I'm giving it 4 stars is because there's too many ads. But if that's what it takes to keep the show coming, I'll take it.
That is true. Right. It is, you guys.
Yeah.
It's the only reason we can still do the show is because there's ads. Okay?
We could have a Chatsky about, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, you guys, I probably bills. Shouldn't say this at all, but I'm going to say it. That's what the 30-second fast forward button is for. I listen to podcasts and the ads come up and I'm like, boop, boop, and I'm right back into it and I'm like, great.
Also, to add to it, when we do the ads,
yeah,
we try to make them
yes
as different.
Some
and
ads want us to read their copy.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? We probably go for a little bit longer than we're supposed to talk about. We're only supposed to do 60 seconds, and we're just here going, no, my story with this. Anyway.
Yeah. But listen, not all content can be free. And here, you are not paying for it. The only thing you are paying with is an extra minute or two of your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're worth it.
And it's cereal.
We're worth it.
Maud's worth it. Maud is worth it.
It's cereal. It's plants.
Bras sometimes.
Oh, titties.
Oh, yeah.
Titties.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
December 28th. Oh. I'll churn through them. There's only
okay, this
one
is
more
during Drunksmas.
Alicia Marie.
Okay.
Super volcanic fun.
Yes.
Whoa, I like her already.
I was looking for a new podcast to entertain me while I worked and stumbled across this through Nerdist. I love it.
This is an old review then.
There's an update.
Oh, there's an update.
I'm in the process of going back and listening to all the episodes. It helps that they've only been doing this for a year. Oh, she's on.
Oh, this is like, yeah.
It's pretty much just what I was looking for. But man, I wish each episode was either longer or that there were more a week. One released on a Monday and then a Wednesday just to get me through the rest of the week.
But I
digress.
You're a producer.
But I digress. Huh? B.I.D.
B.I.D. It took me a second. But I was like, I think I figured this out. Allison, Alex, and TSVK, Tom Super Volcano Krajewski, are my new favorite people to listen to. Update to include more.
All right.
Not going to lie, I was super upset when Alex left the show.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah.
Not that I didn't enjoy the antics of Maud when she came to Drunksmas. I still find myself randomly thinking about the spider that she frequently saw on the dunny door and just start chuckling out loud. Shout out to Max one time. But I was just so into the trio of A Squared and Tom. Now that she's been on the show for nearly a year, I absolutely adore Maud.
Yay!
And I've never read this before, by the way, I promise you. And
this
I am
is what
so
she's saying all the time. Also, Maud did all of these updates herself.
And I just manually went in and was like, yeah. And I'm so pleased to have her as part of the show. It's still my favorite podcast, and I look forward to it each and every Monday, or at least binge listening when I've had when I've been busy and I've missed a couple of weeks.
Awesome. So basically, moral of the story is, thank goodness Maud came around.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear a random one?
Which I was going to say I actually have an email that will kind of play off of these.
Right, let's do that.
I'll
read the other one later.
Yeah, let's save that for next week.
Another time.
Yeah. So this email is entitled "New Fan."
Hi.
And it is from Jesse. And this was sent during Drunksmas, I think. All right. Hi, HHHHLN crew. Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Jesse.
I panicked.
Hi, Maud, you did.
Hear us, guys.
I saw it on your face. I decided to write in and tell you about your new fan. It's not me. I've been here since the beginning. Thanks,
yeah,
Jesse. But there are four others who hear the show at my house, and one in particular has become quite a little fan. No, it's not kids.
Dogs.
It's my pets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
You're so excited.
Hi, doggies.
Wait for it. My husband and I have a small mischief of four domestic rats.
Domestic rats.
Named Cyrano, Leopold, Fitz, and Bennett.
Nice.
Maud's face just went from excitement to I don't know what the fuck is happening right now.
Rats. Hello, rats. Hello,
anyway,
rats.
To get to the point, I listen to new episodes in the morning before I go to work while I let the rats roam free around the house. And Leopold, who has been with us since October, has recently begun listening with me. As soon as it starts, he will come running from wherever he was playing and sit next to my phone and listen. I think it's because he likes Maud's voice.
The rat whisperer.
Yes.
I am the Pied Piper.
Oh, you are. Aww. That's so another Halloween costume. He listens closely while she's talking, and it's adorable.
Really? I'll see video this.
I'd like to say he just wants to sit by me, but he only does it when I'm playing your show.
What?
I suspect that if Leo ever met Maud, he'd throw me over for her in a heartbeat.
Aww.
I just thought I'd share that since you talk about pets often. I know most people don't realize that rats make amazing pets. Actually, I had a roommate in college who had two pet rats.
Yeah.
I thought they were pests.
Well, no, I mean,
They're not controlled.
You know, it's like any sort of there can be wild dogs.
It's like a
they're
dragon.
Technically a pest, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a dragon?
Sure. If it would kill you if you didn't train it to not kill you.
Oh, you've been watching a few too many animated movies.
I know, I guess so.
Rat would eat you for sure, though, if you died in the apartment.
That's true, but so would your cat.
I don't have cats.
Yeah, but I meant
Zelda would
eat you?
No, I don't think.
She
would lie next to my body, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she'd probably just curl up and try to keep you warm. Oh, sorry. I made her cry. So anyway. Rats make amazing pets. They can learn all sorts of fun tricks, are incredibly social, and form strong bonds with their humans.
They're
like tiny puppies that use litter boxes and apparently have good taste in podcasts.
They use litter boxes?
Apparently.
Ratcast.
I've included a picture of Leopold so you can see your cute little furry fan. Take care, Jesse and Leopold. Are you ready?
Is this my fan?
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready for the cutest little thing?
Oh, that is cute. I wasn't expecting it to be white like that.
He's a little white rat and he's got his little front paws together like, listening. Hi.
Can I tell you about the good word of the half hour happy hour?
No, yes. He's going to go preach us to everyone.
Cute.
He's so cute.
That was cuter than I was expecting. Yeah. I was expecting like the rodent of unusual side.
Right.
Princess Bride was like, no. And a small person can fit inside it. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jesse and Leopold, for writing in.
Oh, Leo, you got a good taste, my man.
Yeah. Let's see. Wait, I have this one. Actually, this has to do with reviews as well. That's why I wanted to read this one. It is entitled, "It Is I, Tats." It's from Brannon. Is his name. Hello there, Allison, Maud, and my man, Super V Tom.
Hi, Brennan.
Yo,
it
Brennan.
Is I, Tats, yes, pronounced Tats, whose review you read on the air a few weeks ago. Right. I'm pretty sure this was during Drunksmiths.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Cool. We would not remember because we were drunk.
Yes. It really made my day to realize halfway through the reading that it was my review.
Cool.
The only thing that made it bad was that he says, Maud, please get loud here, but I'm reading this, so I think he means Allison. We're going to say, I'll reread the sentence so I can take my note. The only thing that made it bad was that I hit a fucking deer.
No.
About 20 seconds later.
No.
No.
What?
No.
I'm not sure I want to chance you reading this one on the show as well. Shit. Already doing it. Sorry, Brandon.
Stay away from the animals right now.
But it is up to you guys reading it right now. Good news is, new car.
Totaled the car.
See, the universe evens itself out.
Yeah, there you go.
Kill an animal, you get a free car.
Bee sting. It's like, you know how bee sting, it'll get you, but you only get it once and the bee dies?
Yeah.
So it's like the deer, your car's done.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost it its life.
Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah.
Oi.
Congrats on the year on the show, Maud. And for fuck's sake, change Tom's name back to Super Volcano.
Oh, really? All right. Sure. Let's do it. I'll take it.
Regards from Georgia, Brannon.
I think Super Volcano would be a great name for a really big pimple.
Super. Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
One that you
Super
can.
Volcano.
One that like
the
yeah,
triple?
You get a lot of gunk out of.
The like where you squeeze the top part, but then you go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, and
then
you get it's so satisfying.
I haven't
so
had
gross.
Like a pimple or zit since I was a teenager. So
no,
do you still get them?
No, I watch videos of them online.
There's a
like
TV
a
show, right? Dr. Pimple
Dr.
Popper.
Dr. Pimple
Have you watched that? It looks disgusting.
She has a YouTube Sandra? Channel. Yes.
You're on a first name basis?
Yep. Honestly, I like the blackheads better.
Guys.
The blackheads better.
When you get an old man with a nose.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
Jeez.
Tom, bring up a story so we don't keep going down the pimple.
I did actually use, remember those Bior patches back in the
day?
I used to use those because my friend wanted
them. They would rip off the tiny little hairs too.
They have said that you find the same sort of like serotonin in like getting likes or lots of whatever notifications, that kind of same sort of thing. It's the same thing I think from getting.
Oh,
that,
really?
Or it's just like a de-stressor. Like you actually feel serotonin from that.
Because it like cleans it. You're like, oh, the release. You can like see the release of the stuff.
There's a satisfaction, I guess, in there.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, yay.
Yeah.
You got it out.
You accomplish something.
I think it also sort of really taps into our primal, like when we were all basically apes and stuff like that. Because like you clean, like you used to clean each other. Like that's what apes
do. I once dated a guy. He had the best skin ever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, wait, what?
That's devastated. So yeah, you're like, I've got nothing to play with here.
No. Oh and I'd gosh, never said anything. Girls. I think I found something on his face once, and I freaked out, and I was like, oh, now I have to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, about how I'm
by
going to do
way,
this.
By the way, this is mine now. I'm going to destroy your face, and you're going to be grateful.
Yeah.
Don't they leave? Okay, forget it.
Yeah, Tom, just going to destroy the story.
All right. This is actually like just today, so this actually is relevant to people in the future.
Oh, great.
In the near future. DirecTV has 1 month to remove a satellite from geostationary orbit so it doesn't take other satellites down with it if it ends up exploding.
Whoa! I love this story.
That's
continue.
A direct hit.
The AT&T-owned TV service fears that its Spaceway 1 satellite might explode due to battery issues that started manifesting in December.
Is it a Samsung Galaxy in it? Was that what that was?
Oh, right. It's actually this is a Boeing 702 HP model.
Good
question.
Yeah.
DirecTV explained in an FCC filing in January that an anomaly caused significant and irreversible thermal damage to the satellite.
Like the battery
batteries.
Overheated, basically, somehow.
Yeah, the company already switched the batteries off and has been using power generated by solar panels.
Ooh. Well,
but it's expected to
pass. They should
have
been doing that from the start.
Yeah. Why? Maybe it's not
strong enough. Back, yeah,
also because it's not in the sun the entire time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Wait, yeah, you're right. Because
because
we have to stay above where we are on Earth. And
satellites travel.
Does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in our orbit. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
The satellite is expected to pass through Earth's shadow in late February, where only batteries can serve as its power source.
See?
That's
why
Dark TV has to send it 300 kilometers above geostationary orbit. The risk of catastrophic battery failure makes it urgent that Space One be fully deorbited and decommissioned at the start of the eclipse season. Because
this is all
it could blow up and take out other
things. It's basically like it's going to run out of batteries and fall out of orbit and not at the orbit that they are planning at it to fall out of so it can hit other satellites.
But
you guys know that Elon Musk is building a whole range of satellites. He's already just launched, I think, 50 and
Jesus.
He's going to have something like 600 or more.
There's
of that.
So much shit in our atmosphere.
That's the thing. He's cluttering it up, but he wants to, instead of it being like regionalized, like AT&T is just in America and there's like Indian ones and Russian ones, he wants to have the whole of Earth under one Wi-Fi umbrella so he can grant access to everyone everywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's basically like the gatekeeper of the internet.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some countries that are going to flip out about that.
That's the real life Tony Stark right there.
Yeah.
Tony Stark wanted some armor around the world.
Yeah.
That's what he said he wanted.
Did you watch the series finale of Silicon Valley?
I didn't watch those last two seasons.
It was a show that I felt like really stuck the landing with what the four guys actually came up with. I don't want to spoil it too much in case you actually watch it, but like what their final product was and what it could be for the world, and then realizing what that could do to the, you know, like you invent things with the best intentions and then all of a sudden someone points out something and you're like, oh, this can be used for such nefarious things.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Great example.
Yeah.
I've got CES like Intel here, but Delta has teamed up with this skeletal equipment where they can get their baggage handlers to lift 10 times what they could before. But it's like, bitch, that was in Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
And that's like, you are starting a goddamn war with like incredible cool exoskeleton. Get away from her, you bitch. Like, that's what's happening. And Delta's like, we'll pay for that. I'm okay.
But that's weird because I know the Army already has something like that. They're working on it too specifically to like, so soldiers can lift missiles by themselves and load them onto planes. So they were already kind of doing it there. But
oh my gosh. I just listened
to baggage handling. Yeah. I'm sure that's what it's for.
I just listened to a podcast that's all about broken arrows, which arrows is a term that if there is an incident with a nuclear warhead that is not to plan. So
the John Travolta movie with
this is what I learned. That actually shouldn't be called Broken Arrow because that is about Hollywood. A nuke going missing and getting stolen, right? Actually called an empty quiver.
Doesn't sound as cool.
No, it doesn't, but it's not, that movie isn't actually about a broken arrow is like, we were loading this nuke and we accidentally dropped it, which happens constantly. Like there's so many broken arrow incidences in our military. Like this is the one that really concerned me. In the 50s, there was a, so this is during like the Cold War. And apparently during the Cold War, the U.S. always had two bombers in the air at all times with nukes in case anything went down.
Yikes.
So it was like they would have, I think, 12 or 24 hour shifts. These people who are up there flying the nukes, they would land and at the same exact time, another one with another crew would take off, right?
To be able to easily nuke someone else if we needed it.
Yes.
Okay. No one should be driving while flying for 24 hours straight.
Right. Well, there were two incidences that...
The Union should be like coming in on that real hard.
Yeah, no shit. The Union.
Sorry.
There were two incidences that happened that finally made the government go, okay, this is far too dangerous. One is that right around Tybee Island, which is in Georgia, which is very close to where my parents live. This is in the 50s. One of these planes like malfunctioned or something happened. The crew had to eject and they just dropped. They didn't arm the bomb. These bombs aren't armed right away. Like that has to happen. So they dropped the unarmed bomb, but it just fell into the fucking ocean near Tybee Island and they haven't found it.
Really?
It's still there.
Someone has to have gotten it back. No. Some pirates or something had got it.
No.
Yes.
What happens to the nuke?
Well, because like, the materials aren't combined, it's not actually a problem yet. So there's explosives.
Is there plutonium in it? Like, what's the reactionary?
Uranium?
Uranium, sorry.
Yes. Uranium? I forget.
Whichever one's from Back to the Future.
Listen,
that one,
like, you know, thing. I'm a scientist. Plutonium, right. I don't know exactly what it is. But I do know that the shit isn't combined. So technically the nuclear stuff isn't activated yet. But there are still explosives around it. Uh-huh. That's because that's what's supposed to create the active. I don't know, whatever. Then the other one is that they dropped, like, another plane had issues over North Carolina and fucking bomb fell out of the plane and destroyed a farm. Like, thank God. Oh, God. Like, it didn't actually go off again. So no nuclear material. Clearly, we would know that.
That's how Godzilla's made, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
But like, and no one was hurt. Like, thank God the family that owned the farm wasn't in the, it was, it like destroyed the barn. Like, it like literally fell into
the
barn.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Ooh, tell.
So Australians are notoriously taller.
Yes.
Yeah, we're, keep we're rubbing it in.
You're very tall.
No, but like as a whole.
Yes.
We are taller.
Yes.
I reckon some shit went down in the ocean near us.
Oh, there you go.
And in our drinking water, it's just the mollusks.
Just this. Just
teeny, 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 teeny. But over tens of decades.
Yeah.
Like, we're taller.
Didn't start off that tall? I know you weren't around decades
Australians?
Ago. Yeah. No, I mean, you weren't this tall.
Well, no, because they were British.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, like, so you're right. They all came from the. Yeah. And so British people aren't necessarily notoriously tall,
so
are they?
You know.
Australians are taller.
The gorgeous Australian sun and
you know,
the.
That's probably
nuclear
what it is.
Water.
They're just happier.
It's like, on average, it's like 1.7 like inches or whatever. It's like a two centimeters. That's like just like the average height. It's just a little higher.
Yeah.
I wish I was born in Australia then. Yeah,
it's like
I don't
mini
know.
Godzilla. It's like, oh,
well,
joking,
no, I'm actually, I would probably guess it is kind of because you have more, you have better air quality, more sun.
Oh,
compared to
yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah
but
yeah.
We're near the ozone layer.
Oh, right.
You guys had to. Oh
my God! I'm powered by ozone.
Space, space junk got into you. space stuff.
And
space
look how tall I am.
Yes.
Let's see if I live longer.
So if I move to Australia for years,
oh, wait, weren't you given a 49? Oh, is it? Sorry. Sorry.
You know what? I'm gonna have to give up pizza or something so I can live a little bit longer.
No,
pizza.
What's the point of living?
I just discovered the new pizza. If you just get the thin crust from Domino's, oh my God! I was just getting the regular one this whole time. I got the
thin crust is amazing.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, oh, I'm probably gonna have to eat better. And then I was like, that pizza was so good.
Yeah.
But it's also double cheese.
Yeah.
Pineapple.
You're getting
mud.
Yes, I am.
No mud. Okay, you can have it. You're cool.
Fine. I deserve to die now. 49, you say?
Can't come soon enough. 49. Yeah.
That's 15 years.
Oh Jesus.
Was 14? It was like 14 years, 3 months.
Oh wow!
And like however many, 17 days or something.
Yeah.
You're still.
That's 15 years. That's not.
No.
I remember when I was.
I'll come to your memorial and tell good stories.
15 years ago, yeah. I was telling you about how I bent my foot.
Oh yeah.
Which makes me remember. We should make a note to check in on her in her apartment 15 years from now.
Okay.
Because she'll probably be dead alone.
Deal. All right. I'm going to put a note in my calendar.
Check on
15
Mod.
Years from now. 14 years and 3 months from now. Check on Mod.
What is. What? No, because it's birthday. So it's 3 months after March. So it'll be April, May, June.
Oh.
It's like the.
Okay.
Oh, 20, I won't be here that.
Oh, yeah. I got a thing.
23rd.
I got a thing.
Yeah.
23rd of June, summertime. Guys.
Sorry, Mod. Find someone else to check up on you.
In, what, 2035?
Oh, man.
Good job on the math.
Oh, it took me a bit, but yeah, I got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
23rd of June.
We did it.
Yeah, I guess we did it. We're good. Yeah,
we're done.
We're good.
Yeah, we done.
What are we
talking about? Mods?
I've got to live my life since I've only got 15.
Yeah, you got things you got to go out there.
So
you got to
wrap this up. That'd be great.
Eat some more of that pizza.
You got pizza to eat. You got bucket lists to check.
Yeah.
I want that pizza. It's Friday night. And Domino's are so clever with their marketing. Every Friday I'll get an email, like three across the day.
Yes.
Where it's like, hey, do you remember that deal? And I'm like, yeah, I remember that deal.
You want it again?
Yeah.
Hey, little girl.
Did you notice it's Friday?
You actually texted me the other day. We were like potentially going to meet up for a friend's birthday party. And you texted me 2 hours before. You're like, girl, I ordered pizza and opened a bottle of wine. I'm staying in. And I was like, that sounds awesome. Oh,
that's when I had the pizza.
Oh, there you go.
I wasn't going anywhere after that pizza.
I did not either.
I didn't go.
No.
Oops.
Sorry, bud. It's all good. It's all good.
That was my birthday, guys.
It was not. Yours is April 2nd. We know your birthday.
All right. Sorry.
What are we getting you for your birthday? Flowers.
Flowers.
I win in this deal. You get
spinach.
Band-Aids.
And I'm getting Band-Aids. And you're getting spinach. There we go, guys. We nailed it.
Oh, I don't need any more.
It's so gross, guys.
Just put it on pizza.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us and rate us on whatever you listen to us on. Leave us reviews. Maud will read them.
I will read them.
Update your old reviews. Maud will read them.
And it was that Klein that I did the review that did the update. They actually messaged me and DM'd me. And they were like, oh, you read out something and I think that it sounded really bad. I just wanted to let you know, have some peace with it all. We think you're great.
Yeah.
Your review was spectacular.
Yeah.
And like, you
that was the review where it was like, things are different now.
Yeah. But it was done in such an eloquent, wonderful way that it was like just so great.
Yeah.
So no apology necessary. No, that was you're awesome. A legend.
Legend.
Yep.
That's it.
Oh,
for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
Thank you, Tom. Super Volcano. OG. Krajewski. You're the best.
You're the best.
Go hit your paper football somewhere.
Bing.
Wow. If you didn't.
Hold on.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.